Radio Style.
It's your boy Greg.
All right, what's good, y'all? We are back here on Mud Talk again. We want to say thank you to everybody that's been tapping in with us tonight. And, you know, whether you watched on Facebook Live or whether you're watching on YouTube. And then, you know, we thank you for tapping in with us, whether you're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Sirius XM Radio, Pandora, or wherever you stream your podcast. Mo, we don't have Mud Talk.
I got yet. It. I'm on it.
No, we
I'll wear one.
Be on it. So
I'll wear one.
I will.
She said what?
She said she'll wear one.
A Mud Talk thong.
Hey, it is what it is. Yeah. So
everybody loves a good thong.
Absolutely. So we decided to keep B Will a little bit longer. You know,
he really wanted to play the other game.
He really wanted to play the next game. So
blame it on that, guys.
You know, hey,
right.
Gotta segue into something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. Can't wait, guys.
Yeah.
See, Mud Talk's so great. He didn't want to leave.
He didn't want to leave.
He said, so. "I'll get to that radio some other time."
I mean. We'll just leave when they know about to be a guest on a great show, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Not me.
Nope. All right. So, Miss Amy, what's the game that we
got? Can't even breathe right now. All right. So, the game is called Best or Worst. And so, each of us, so I will start and I will be the decider, the host. And so, I'm going to go ahead and I'll go, Craig, you got to pick a number. Huh? And when he picks his number, I'm going to read the category. Then you three are going to tell I'm going to choose best or worst before he picks his number. And then you're going to tell me it's either going to be the best story about that category or the worst story, a personal story about that category. So, like, I'm going to give you a category.
Okay.
So, for example, if I said, I want to hear the worst alcohol you ever drank, then you would each tell me, and then I would pick who I think had the best story.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, give me a number. I want to hear the worst.
One.
Oh, who wants to go one?
Yeah.
Worst concert experience. I actually have a really good one for this, but I'm not sharing stories because I'm the host. Worst concert experience.
A bad concert experience?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Should we go best?
I can do. I mean, mine isn't necessarily the worst because I was young. Like,
okay.
When I was about 6-7 years old, my mom took me to an Usher and Magic Blige concert in Toledo at Savage Arena.
And that was the worst?
It was, because I didn't... What the fuck? I'm 7. And Magic Blige is over here singing, not gonna cry, I'm going down. Like,
God, I want to be at that concert right now.
As a kid, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, I don't understand. Like, I want to watch Power Rangers.
Right. You're like, this is not... And your mom was like,
yeah, my mom was like,
what's wrong with you?
Ain't got no babysitter, so we gonna take your ass to the Usher Magic Blige concert. And what's craziest is that I have a picture at home with Usher and Magic Blige on our mantle.
You with them?
It's just like, you know, the pictures that you buy like at the concert.
Oh, yeah.
Just not with me, but it was like the best. Like, now I'm like, damn, yeah. Like, I really went to an Usher and Magic Blige concert, but it was when Usher like had just came out with the My Way album. And I want to say Mary had just came out with it's the album that's after 411, whatever the album is. So like, they were still kind of like relatively new, but I was just like 7 years old. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, I don't understand what's going on.
That would have been a great concert. Yeah. She should have taken
it. I was 20.
I was old enough to appreciate it
yeah.
at that point.
I bet you were.
I was, and I loved that.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess that would be my worst, because I was a kid and I was like, I'd rather be at home watching Power Rangers right now.
100%.
Being here fucking Mary J. Blige crying, talking about I'm not going to cry. So,
that's a crazy.
But I'm going to cry because I'm here.
Right. So I feel that.
Yeah. Zordon was calling.
All right. Who, anybody got a worst concert experience?
I don't have a worst. I'd probably say if I had to try and pick a worst,
You can plead the fifth too, and then you're just out of the game.
I plead.
Yeah, actually, I wasn't.
You plead the fifth. Okay. I plead. Well, you already shared yours. You're done.
Shit, I forgot about the Summer Walker.
Okay.
When she first came out.
Oh god. Was
she
good? Yeah.
No, she sat on a stool the whole time. Cause you know she had like social anxiety.
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah.
And I saw her in.
She did Coachella like that too, I think.
Yeah. Sometimes I saw her in Detroit like when she very.
Way to call her out for having shyness.
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Yeah. I mean the songs were good. She,
that was basically what the fuck's wrong. Why would you say that about Summer Walker? What the hell?
Well, my thing was about the whole Summer Walker thing because when the album The Last Days of Summer had just came out, mm-hmm. it's like Girls Need Love and all that was coming out. I'm like, I know this concert's gonna be fire.
Yep.
And I went to that show and she literally sat on the stage the whole show.
Wow.
Yeah, I could see.
Good thing that ticket's only $20.
But we're still counting your first. We're still counting your first.
Count your blessings.
$20.
You got a worse one?
Yeah.
All right.
I was on the bill. I was performing. There was a Cassidy concert in Sandusky. And this is drinking my two-step and okay. I'm a hustler. You know, he's popping at the moment. And there was a rapper from Toledo that had been making some weird comments and everything regarding me at the time. And didn't really, I guess, understand my background. So I literally made some comments like, hey, when I see you, it's just going to be that. I ain't really got much else to say. I'm on stage performing, literally performing. I see him and a crew of cats walk in. And I literally wrapped that song up so fast. I probably was only 7 minutes in. I stopped the song and I literally ran out and I took care of business. And that was that.
Stand on business.
110%. And it was just, for me, it was like the worst time ever. Because I was actually, which people aren't going to admit it, I was actually a real Cassidy fan.
Yeah.
So the fact I missed that because I was busy, you know, whatever, yeah, like whatever. Yeah. Keep the shit out that boy.
I knew what you meant.
That's my follow up.
I knew what he meant.
Bro, took. Oh my god. He's gonna watch this, but
is he gonna watch it and like be mad, or is this just water?
He got his ass whooped. He can't be mad
at all. Like,
I mean, he's not gonna be waiting outside for anybody.
It was so many people there that witnessed the same thing. So yeah, it would be goofy of him to even.
The receipts are out there.
But yeah,
you know what?
I'm all about positivity and peace and everything.
But you beat the fuck out of him.
And you know what? The crazy part is, I don't care what anybody's profession is or who they are, as far as you know, in front of cameras and stuff like that. You really don't know a person's pedigree when it comes to them feeling a kind of way or anger and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So just because somebody is, you know, nice or they're always politically, you know, correct or the way they carry themselves, like. You fly, you know what I mean? Like how you dress right now. Somebody could see either, you know what I mean, anybody and just feel like somebody isn't street enough or they isn't this and not have a single idea.
Fuck around the type of,
for real, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Not just any old white girl. Better watch out.
Yeah. Damn. You know what's so crazy? He
put in a twister.
Not to even
I hate you all.
Like fucked the homie up so bad that I ended up being at another event. It was a spot called Twisted Lizard on Lassie back in the day. It was like the upstairs, you go upstairs joint, and it was a lingerie party one of my homies was throwing. And literally, he came in and put in a mouthpiece. Like, I've never seen this shit in my life. Man, I bullshit you not. This man, I watched him walk in because I was on stage. He walked in, put a mouthpiece in. He came around the corner. And I hit him some clean shit, dropped him, and he got carried out on everything I love. Go to Dave. Right. If I'm lying, I'm flying. Go to Dave, no. But anywho, yeah, so.
That's his receipts.
Yeah, 100%. Right. So that's that, but not to go like into that kind of shit, because I definitely don't want to go over the negative. No, we don't want to promote
that, but that was
That was the worst kind. Yeah, the worst concert.
Of course, because that had to happen.
Yeah, let's go for it.
You know, I guess if you beat the shit out of somebody, I feel like that's the worst.
You definitely
you win that one. Can I just share mine really quick? Because it's actually a pretty bad one.
Oh, man.
This is a very white girl thing. But like I was at, do you guys remember Creed?
Of course. Yeah.
So I was at a Creed concert.
I love Creed. Actually.
I might have been partaking in activities that might have made me feel a little ill. Multiple. And I passed out. So when you pass out at this concert, it was at the sports arena. If anybody remembers, if you're from Toledo, it was just like that's where all the concerts were. And if you needed medical assistance, you went behind like backstage. And I was backstage in partaking in activities about to be interrogated by some law enforcement as to why I passed out. And they were going to be taking me where law enforcement would take somebody partaking in those activities. And I unfortunately lucked out in a bad way because a girl came in and she was ODing on heroin. So they were like, you know what? Honestly, at this stage, just like go ahead and leave. Where's your friends? Just go because we got to address this. So I'm waiting for my friends to come get me because what the hell happened to her? At that moment, Scott Stapp, who was the lead singer, he was I was so not there. He was like, hey, what's going on with you? And I was like, who are you? He's like, I'm Scott. Who are you? And I'm like, I'm Amy. He was like, are you good? I'm like, no, I just passed out, but she's having a rough day. He's like, yeah, she's having a bad day. He's like, where's your friends? I'm like, they're right there. I'm about to go. Well, have a good day. And they're all my friends are like, just met the lead singer at Creed. I'm like, really? Oh, I'm just glad not to be in the back of the cop car right now. Can we leave?
That was some strong shit.
It was terrible. It was
a great time.
It was a strong, it was just a long period of time of activities prior to that. That concert. But that was terrible. Like, it was awful. Like, but I lucked out. Like someone was looking out for me that day. But they were like, you really just met the lead singer. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Can we go now?
Right. I was like, I need to go. I don't want to be here. All right. So you win. You win that one. All right. So now, Craig, you're going to be the host. So you're the one that doesn't tell the story, but you're going to decide who wins.
Okay.
T, give me a number.
Three.
Cheating.
I don't know.
All right. So do you want to hear the best or the worst before I read the category?
Worst.
He wants to hear the worst experience on an elevator. Worst experience on an elevator.
This actually just happened to me.
Okay. Mine did too.
So I actually was at the Frederick Douglass Center. This was at their Martin Luther King breakfast. Shout out to the Doug, actually. And the elevator got stuck between the second and third floor. And I didn't have my phone. Luckily, I had my Apple Watch on to barely do enough to like get on my contacts and was like, I need to find somebody's number. And luckily, I was able to find somebody's number from the Doug and was like, hey, Siri, please call. And so they had to have the people like who put this design, this elevator, like they had to come out and like whatever the key is to make the elevator like do whatever. Wow. They couldn't get it to move. So I was stuck on this elevator for about a good 30 minutes. And they were like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm cool. I'm just on the elevator watching snowfall on my phone.
Right. Like,
or whatever I was doing. Right. I had like my watch on. So I was just like listening to some shit. And so eventually they like came and got it. The fucked up part was that so my kids was actually there for my program. And it was like, you got stuck on the elevator.
Of course they did.
And I was like, really? Like, I could be on this damn elevator hyperventilating. Like, you got stuck in the elevator. So yeah, that was my worst elevator experience.
That's deep.
So I just clicked on my watch. I was like, well, I guess I'll just listen to something while I'm waiting.
Best out of it.
So that was it.
I think the worst that I've had on elevator is probably the most common thing where like somebody like farts and then doesn't and they just don't say shit. So everybody's just in silence and kind of side eyeing each other like, and then doors just open and people just walk out. Like that's probably the worst. Luckily, I haven't had any crazy elevator stories.
Yeah.
That's the craziest though.
I did. You did a stuck in the elevator. When we were at my daughter's volleyball tournament, I did get stuck in one in a parking garage. Oh, wow. You don't know life until you take advantage of that. But I think the worst elevator story was I was at the Heights, which is, if you're not familiar with this, it's a bar upstairs in a hotel in our town. And the line for the elevator was crazy long. So we get in the elevator and then like so many people got, I think there was a wedding or something was going on. I'm just trying to drink with my friend and go up to the Heights. And we'd already been drinking. We got on the elevator, it's like packed to the point where it was just like super, super crowded. And it was like starting to stop at every floor. So I was like, listen, I got this. Let's just walk up the stairs. You don't know what walking up flights is. I think the Heights is on the 12th floor. We got off on like the second, third floor because it was like stop. And I was just so drunk that I needed to be off this elevator. We start walking up these stairs. I think I got to floor 7. I literally had to sit down And I could not breathe. And I was like, I got this. And my friend, she's much smaller than me and she's much more in shape. She's like, we can do this. I'm like, no, no, we can't. So I sit down, I can't breathe. And I'm like, okay, let's just try to find the elevator on a different floor. Couldn't find the elevator on a different floor. I'm like, she's like, we can do this. I get to floor 8 and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And I just sat on the steps until I could breathe, which was like a solid like half hour later. And then finally we get on the elevator. She's like, oh yeah, I forgot. My ex-husband, he was a firefighter. You know, if you just push this button, it'll take you right to the top floor. And I was like, you couldn't have done that like an hour ago. You made me walk up 8 fucking flights of stairs.
That is crazy.
It was awful. Yeah. I'm never doing that again. I feel like if there was ever a fire and I have to go up or down, I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. It's not happening. That's my worst one.
Yeah, that's deep.
That's real deep.
It was bad. Don't ever, if I tell you, if I'm drinking, this is another level to what you need to get me home. I ever tell you it's okay to walk upstairs, get me home.
The betrayal in that story is so crazy. I know.
She's like, we could have just pushed the button and just it, because apparently there's like a, if it's an old building, there's a trick where there's 2 buttons you can push and it's like it's a firefighter trick. We'll skip all the floors.
You know, somebody like got you fucked up that you got to ask them again, like you said all we had to do was what?
After I walked 8 flights of stairs.
It's always this space, too. Right. Like, you said
all we had to do was what?
Right, exactly. Exactly. As I'm sitting on the stairs,
the like, folded mouth, bro.
Like that, I couldn't breathe. It was horrible. So that was that's probably my worst one. All right.
Amy, you got that hands down.
I'm giving it to you.
But now you know, along with taking shots, if I'm offering shots or if I say, let's walk upstairs, it's time to go.
Man, we
are sat on the stair for 30 minutes?
Yeah, I couldn't breathe. Well, my friend was like, let's go.
Oh, you guys are still friends.
Oh, yeah, I love her.
What's up.
She's good. I love her.
She redeemed herself.
She did. Once she found the 2 buttons.
Straight up.
We've learned a lot about Miss Amy tonight.
We have.
Lollipops, money phone. Money's in the butt.
The fact that I can't walk upstairs because I'm out of shape. Yeah. All right. So now you're the host, and so you get to give me a number.
2.
You want to hear the best or worst?
Mm.
He wants to hear the worst album or artist.
Oh, damn it.
About to get me boycotted by the labels.
Oh, man.
Worst album or artist?
You might have to plead the 5th.
I'm going for it.
He said I'm doing it.
Okay.
I should. I should. But who goes? I'll go first.
Yeah. I mean, if you need to wait, we can like skip around. Craig can go first.
Worst album. Do you guys know already that quick?
I'm still thinking.
Well, I just got to pick, but I do have one I'm going to tell you about.
After. Yeah, he doesn't get to answer.
Okay, either. Worst.
Album or artist. It can just album or artist.
What was his name? He had that, it was a breakup song. You ho, I don't want you back. Him.
You said him.
Him. Iman.
He was so garbage to me, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I would watch the TRL and I would be so. Him. The song was a massive hit. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I disliked him. You ever asked why I disliked him? I just don't know why, but I really didn't.
I feel like that about
care John Legend.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
John Legend.
Oh, yeah.
Craig's like, that was on my playlist in the week.
John Legend's music is like that. Please hold. Like when you like the receptionist and they have to press the hold button. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's a wrap.
I'm still thinking.
Yeah. No John Legend over here.
Like you're so good at it. You're so good at this music. It's just wild.
I want to say one, and I know you're not gonna pick mine, you're gonna actually hate me.
Is it?
I actually don't want you to pick that.
Like any Beyonce?
Like,
let me hear why.
Okay, let me rewind. She's a great singer. Mm. I'll give her, she's talented. She's got good talent. I think she's one of those artists, you know, like when everybody says like popular things that people love, but I hate. Like people feel that like people love mushrooms and I hate mushrooms. I feel like she's like a mushroom.
which one? Never mind.
All of it. I'm saying her as an artist. I'm saying she has good songs.
I also want mushrooms.
Well, I hate all mushrooms too.
Which kind of?
Even the drugs. I hate them all.
Okay, cool. Gotcha.
I personally feel like to me, people love Beyonce and she's just okay for me. I think she's a good singer. I think she's talented. I just don't, she just doesn't do it for me. Don't get me wrong. There are songs that I do enjoy. That's why I couldn't say an album. I feel like she's one of those artists where everyone's like, oh my God, Beyonce. And I'm like, she's just okay. And honestly, the country thing that she brought out, cool, you're doing that. But she like dropped down 20 more levels in my book because you sounded like shit. She sounded awful in those songs. And I just, for me, she just doesn't do it for me. She's a good singer. She's very talented. I get why she's where she is. I think she's a better businesswoman than she is a musical artist. And that's where I come from that.
We don't want the Beehive to cancel us.
You know what? I felt that way about Brandy.
Yeah, right.
Are you serious? Oh.
Why did you react more to Brandy than you did Beyonce?
The vocal Bible? Are we talking about Brandy Norwood?
Hear me clear. Yes. And music.
And thank you for supporting me and knowing, because I thought I was saying that reaction of Beyonce, not Brandy.
When people give the reaction that I know that you were about to get regarding Beyonce, it's the same thing with me and Brandy. It's one of those, I 100% see how great. I mean, it's one of few voices like that ever sing. Yes. It just wasn't my cup of tea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm broken hearted. I'll play, you know what I mean? I'll spin that and shit. You know what I mean?
She doesn't do it for you.
That's crazy.
It just didn't do it for me. Literally, I see the talent.
This morning, I would listen to Never Say Never album.
Yeah, see.
That's just a good one.
Yeah, I will fall asleep on Have You Ever. Like,
I will too. That's skippable.
I'll sing that for you.
That's skippable for me. I ain't even gonna lie. I'll listen to that. Like, even as a kid, I was like, something else.
Sitting up in my room and like that, fire. Fire.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Fire. But like, that, nah.
See, now, for me,
that Brandy, fire.
Yes.
Plus, have you ever, for me, does it though? Because I was in a different stage in my life than you guys were. So when that came out, it was like,
okay.
At the moment.
This is what I would say. I don't like ballad song Brandy. Like when Brandy got upbeat R&B, cool. But when she does like Have You Ever, A Broken Hearted, like all of that, I ain't with it.
Yeah.
But
The Dark Child Brandy, I
think. Yeah.
Oh, like What About Us? That one. So you got a fan of Full Moon?
Oh, bro. Bro, oh my God. I hated that song so bad.
Wow.
Bro, oh my God.
So did she get back to your good graces when she did What About Our Love with Ye? With Kanye?
I didn't care. I wouldn't give it a chance.
Wow.
Honestly, Kanye might be another one on my list.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Which Kanye?
No. I like Kanye. And there are Kanye songs I like. I think he's also very overrated.
It all depends on which one. Like, are you talking about like Graduation, Late Registration?
I'm not talking about albums. Yeah. There are songs that I like about Kanye.
Yeah, she's got to talk 808s.
No, I think I like Kanye. There are songs that like and I like him. He would not make this list, but he is a lot like Beyonce for me. I think he's just very over. People love him, and I'm just like old school Kanye, like way back. Good, I like it.
Kanye.
But we said, what'd you say?
Like Through the Wire, Kanye.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All Falls Down, Kanye.
Would you say you've given like his catalog an actual chance though as well?
Oh yeah.
Because I have him with Brandy.
I
can say that.
Yeah. I have Beyonce's, and I just again, I like Kanye. He wouldn't really make the list, but I think he's also one of those. You're about to get your whole playlist. you're getting my sex list and his Brandy playlist.
Wait, me
his parting gifts.
Yeah. The bomb. The bomb.
He's a little overrated. I think people love Kanye way more than I love Kanye.
Okay.
Kanye loves himself way more than I love Kanye.
No, to answer it, I wasn't saying Brandy. Okay. That was just, I'm still going with Iman. I hate that guy.
Iman, I say Beyonce.
And I'll have to say Blueface.
Understandable.
You gotta say Blueface.
I feel that.
Understandable. Super Shocker 2.0?
Yeah. Like, it's hard to catch that beat.
I can't even look at it.
Yeah.
When your talk don't even match the beat.
There you go.
How your talk be? Two-Face Baby.
Anybody. I feel like Silk was always missing the beat. Like, he was supposed to be on the ones and two. He was, like, on the three.
But I feel like he had some. I felt like, you know, with him on the Maya song and, you know, with Trina and all that, even though he couldn't catch it, he still had some.
But it was because they had already set it up for him.
And that's fair.
They just gave him
the beat. And that's fair.
And it sounds like the beat runs from Blueface.
Yeah.
Almost. Like the beat, like, nah, bro, chill out. Like, and it just, yeah.
Well, he's in jail now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we're all good. So what are you, who are you going with?
Flower.
Who had the best, worst album or
flower?
That is crazy.
Well,
wild wait, work. Wait.
Like, well, bro, they got him out of there, didn't they?
Man, what?
Yeah, that is wild.
Ooh, Iman, Beyonce.
Do you mind if I see those Blue comments, face. Brother?
Oh yeah, there are other comments up there.
I'm gonna go ahead.
Do you want to see the comments to see everybody yelling at me about Beyonce? Is that where
they have it?
No. Okay, good.
I'm gonna go ahead and go with the Blueface.
Yeah, I would agree with that actually.
Yeah,
because I mean, because like I've never listened to an Iman album, so it literally, like,
I didn't know there was.
Was there an album?
I don't know. Really? Like, that would have been crazy to base an album around like that one single.
Maybe on Apple.
Random has nothing to do with nothing. You see who just randomly just emerged again? Craig David.
Hey, not too much on Craig David.
Dog. Hey, man.
So,
I would swear to anybody that says that record wasn't a bank, bro. That shit rides so smooth. Yeah. I don't care what that man got going on and other stuff. That ain't my business. But
wow,
bro. Like he just did like a live, like it's on IG right now. He like just like kind of resurfaced.
Yeah,
he performed the record live. I like some Tiny Desk type shit. Oh, bro.
Yeah. Wow.
So Iman had an album.
That record
was
cold.
It was called "I Don't Want You Back."
Likewise.
He said that.
Vice versa.
Yeah,
the album was called "I Don't Want You Back."
Perfect.
So my worst album that I've listened to, I'm gonna just put out there: Summer Walker, Over It Part 2.
What? You?
You are a Summer Walker hater today.
No, I love Summer Walker's her mixtapes. I love her first album. When she got to that second album and it was all about everything that had happened with London on the track and the baby mamas in the DMs and all that, like it felt like a therapy session for her, which is cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not about to listen to 23 songs worth of that shit.
Yeah.
I'm just not
going to
do it. So there were some I was like, skip, but she did have a fire ass song with J. Cole.
Yeah,
straight up.
She had a fire song with J. Cole, which is cool. But it was like 23 songs I heard basically saying like, London ain't shit, he ain't this, the baby mama's this. It was literally everything that we had told her was going on, that the world told her, and she just put it on out.
I need, this is not even, I want to know the best album or artist. I'm going to go best album or artist. Let's go artist. I don't know.
Best album?
Or artist, yeah. Just, I know this isn't actually, I just need to hear the best.
Best album.
Or artist.
My best album that I like, Destiny's Child, Writings on the Wall.
Can't go wrong with that.
It was no skips.
Classic.
No skips.
Okay. Best album or artist? Got one, Craig.
Yeah.
He said, yep.
Yeah. I'm going to go Tupac, All Eyes on Me. A and B.
This is why we're friends.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just Tupac in general.
Yeah.
Every Tupac song. And not just because Tupac was Tupac, because Tupac was a lyricist, a storyteller, and I love Tupac.
It's classified a mixtape, but The Weeknd Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I will take Trilogy as a whole package, but for people that want to be technical, I would probably. House of Balloons was crazy.
House of Balloons.
Echoes of Silence was a third, I don't know what it was. Everybody has like their, usually it's House of Balloons, which is hard, but I don't know, for me Thursday, I don't know what it was that stuck with me with that, but Thursday is probably like I can zone out. I don't care what mood I'm in. And also, side note, Michael Jackson, Off the Wall.
Okay,
classic.
Yeah,
that lady in my life, bro.
Oh, fuck. Frank Ocean, Channel Orange.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, right there.
You know what?
That's a child by. Give me that Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
You know what?
Give me that Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
It ain't many people that can go against The Weeknd in my mind. That album right there, though,
it's
a masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece.
That album. Pyramids and
Super Rich Kids.
Crack Rock. Yes. Yeah, bro. Yeah, man. Woo. Hey man, Frank, come back, bro.
Please.
Yeah,
Frankie, we like really go and like take your time and joke. For real, man. Frankie cold blooded with that pen, bro.
Absolutely.
Frankie is nice. Anybody on random? Anybody listen to Bryson Tiller's new joint?
The Whatever She Want?
Yes.
Yes. That's my shit.
I wasn't.
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't heard it?
That
was it good?
He's back like on his what's that? Trap Soul. Yeah, like rapping and, you know, kind of singing, like kind of doing that. Yeah.
Okay.
I have to listen to it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. That Trap Soul was fire.
What about for you? What was yours?
Your best?
My best is Tupac, just in general, as an artist.
Okay. Oh,
like
okay.
I can't pick one. I just think he's hands down the best artist.
You can't, if you had to pick an album to ride to, like the rest of your life, which one?
Oh, album to ride to Tupac.
As far as pop,
Paul Anthony, yeah.
Okay.
That's why I was like, he's got, that's it. Yep.
Well, since it's been, I'm going to continue the game. I was about to go random.
Give me a number.
I was becoming a radio person.
Just give me any number. You're the host, so you get to decide. We're going to tell the story. Give me that random number.
All right. Let's go with,
No, you don't get to take
it. Right.
Okay. Right. You're just the host. Do you want to hear the best or worst?
Let me go with the, we've done a lot of worst. Let's go best.
Okay, we're going to go best. Road trip story.
Oh shit.
Best road trip story.
I don't even know if this is necessarily the best road trip story, but it was funny to us, so it probably was best. So me and a couple friends, we were driving up to the dispensary in Monroe.
Said I took a road trip to Monroe. For those of you that aren't from around here, that's 20 minutes from here.
This is recent. Well, this is kind of recent. This is definitely kind of recent.
Well, let me take this back. We actually went up to Detroit first to go get food, and then we came down.
Gotcha.
So okay. Time.
Well, on the way there, a couple of friends, you know, they had to use the bathroom, and there was no bathrooms. And so we found it looked like what probably was like a crack hotel.
Oh, good.
And it was like, I got to pee really bad. And I was like, I'm pretty sure this is a crack hotel. It's like, I don't give a fuck. So my two friends who are females decided to just go ahead and just pee in the middle of the parking lot. And I was like,
they said we're not going to go in the toilets at the crack hotel, the parking lot.
I was like, you can go behind the dumpsters and nobody can see you. And so, yeah, it was just raw ass and coochie just out in the middle of the parking lot peeing.
I love that.
And at least the doors were open. And one of them goes, hey, I can hear your pee sizzling. And I was like, you need to drink some water, baby.
Oh.
So
all of that in a 20-minute ride.
To the dispensary.
To the dispensary.
Yep.
All right.
So needless to say,
they weren't high yet.
No, we weren't. No.
Are you sure? I don't know.
This was all just pure, just high on life.
Very good. Very
so, good. But it was funny to us because we still talk about like, remember that one time? Like, yeah, that one time that y'all peed in the middle of a crack hotel parking lot.
And your pee was sizzling?
And your pee was sizzling? Right,
that's crazy.
So, yeah, that was kind of like, that's not best. That was funny.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, okay.
That if you can.
I mean, I got a lot
come
of
come back to me.
Go for it. What's yours?
I got a lot of road trips.
CL Styles don't do road trips.
I feel like he does road trips. You don't do road trips?
I do a little bit. Yeah.
Have you ever done a road trip?
A couple.
Okay. We need to get you on a road trip.
He should be able to get a frequent flyer.
Clearly. All right. Let me think. I mean, I feel like one of my best road trips is when I went, speaking of bachelorette parties, this was, you guys are young. I don't know if Windsor was a thing if you're from around here. When you turn 19, you could go drink there in Canada.
Canada, obviously.
But this is like one of the things you had to get. Now you have to have a passport.
Right, you used to go straight over.
So we decided, it's a bachelorette party. We're going to Windsor for my friend who's getting married. We had all just turned 21. Or no, not 21. She turned 21. I was like 19. I was the youngest. Okay. And then there's another one who was 19. So we are all going there to drink and have a bachelorette party. And we decided to, those little dare lists that you do when you have at bachelorette parties, girls get these like dares, right? So like you have to find, and it's like a scavenger hunt.
Okay.
Like give a guy a lap dance or for the bride to be, or I don't know. But one of the dares was to get a man's underwear. That was one of the dares. So first of all, we just had a really fun like road trip. So we get to the customs, because before you had a passport, you literally just had like, where are you coming from? Where are you going? So I'm like, this custom guy's super cute. Let's get his underwear. So we're like, hey, we're coming from, you know, United States to go to Windsor. I'm sure they knew why. I'm sure they had like mass teenagers just going through there. And we're like, we're at a bachelorette party. Like, can she get your underwear? And he was like, no. No, but like, well, she like really needs to get the scavenger hunt. We were able to con him into giving us his boxers. And he was the same customs guy on the way back in. He was like, chase it for the weekend. So that was probably like the funniest fun story that we were able to get the customs guy to give us his like grandpa boxers.
Did he mention the boxers when y'all came?
He did. Yeah, he did. He didn't want them back.
Well, you get the vibe that he was like still there from the time that you guys.
No. He just worked there because he was on the Canada side and he was on the American side. So I think they just like swap. I don't know. He was Canadian though. He was super cute. He's like 25, just doing his life.
Giving his draws away.
Yeah. So we got the custom man's.
Just freeballing at customs for like 2 days. 3 days.
That's nasty work, bro.
I don't really know why he would have wanted to do that. I thought he was just gonna be like, honestly, no, and get out of the car so we can search you, yeah. You know. But no, he was fun. He played along.
did it take a lot of work or like a lot of
convincing? Wait, it did. It did. But I will convince anybody to do anything. So.
Word. That's dangerous.
You got feels fast.
He's like, I don't go in cars.
Okay. I'll say if I had to pick one. So it was a while back, my ex-girlfriend and I, we went on a trip, wanted to just go somewhere. So I had an edible and
well, any story that starts with that.
Yeah. So
say less, bro.
I'm driving, you know, we go to the restaurant, eat. So as we're coming back, you know, she'd always used to say like, let me get something. I'm like, gave her a piece. I ate a piece, gave her a piece. So we drive. Ride is cool. Music is straight.
Sounds like a very responsible road trip.
No problem, right? Now, I'm a big water drinker, so I drink a gallon a day, right? Okay. So I got through my gallon. I probably had just a little bit more. I had it sitting in the car. And we got cottonmouth first. So, you know, we got the water here, you know. So my lady at the time, she drinks all of the water. But I didn't know that she was drinking the water because I'm like, you know, zoom in. So I'm driving and
that cost me that water real quick.
Right. So she goes to pass me the water. It's no water. So now I got cotton mouth. But now she has cotton mouth, right? So we both have cotton mouth at this point.
Oh my
right?
God.
I'm still driving. So I'm floating at this point. Now we going from like 70 to I feel like I'm going 20 miles an hour. And I'm like, yo, did you see that deer run across the expressway? She was like, nah, I saw some rabbits running across the expressway. So, you know, what we on? Yeah. So we get to the curb. We're right in front of the hotel at this point. So I'm literally going like 1 mile an hour around this thing. And I got traffic behind me at this point. So they're beeping the horn. But I'm, you know, I don't want to crash the whip. We get to the hotel. We had to crawl inside of the hotel. Finally make it up to the room. We pass out. Great night.
That sounds like a fantastic road trip.
It was a great night. Yeah.
Did you ever remedy your cotton mouth or?
Yeah, when I got back to the hotel, but you know, we were out of gas for like an hour.
Really?
Yeah. It's like the longest drive ever.
That's your worst road trip. I don't know.
I mean, it was a memorable one. So, you know, it was the best. It was a memorable
honestly,
one.
Honestly, why have I never seen Craig on edibles? That's what I need to know.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like you saw rabbits.
Rabbits
running.
Yeah, I saw them like it was like across. Looney Tunes.
Real deal.
Was it what kind of edibles were they?
It was a gummy.
Okay, so it wasn't like mushrooms. Yeah. I feel like that's when you see the rabbit.
But you know when you have the edible, you eat the edible, you're like, oh, it's not hitting on that.
Yeah,
eat another one.
Yeah,
that's where you go wrong.
That will get you every time.
That's where you go wrong. Yep.
Yeah. That sounds like a fun.
All right.
Not rabbits. That's great. So now you
got to
pick which road trip story.
Like,
I don't even know.
I definitely think I might have to go seas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He saw edible rabbits or something.
Crazy.
Crawled into the hotel.
Yeah.
Did anybody say anything when you guys were crawling across the parking lot?
No, it was late. It was late, so nobody saw it.
The fact that he told that whole story and it was so many points where he could have got extremely upset. Did it?
Nah.
He's like, no, I was just vibing.
You
like,
got a vibe.
We got rabbits. We crawled.
Yeah,
you got a vibe. Like that was hard.
Yeah.
I had caught because
it really could have went left. The moment that you was like,
where's my water?
That part.
The moment the water was, things could have got real shaky.
I was like, is this the best or worst? I think he got confused because I feel like that could have went bad.
Yeah, when he was like, yeah, she drank it all up, and I got nervous. Oh, damn, yo, I got to like doing math in my head. Yeah. Like, where is this about to go?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Man, no,
that's
yeah.
Fantastic. Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss Amy, for that best or worst.
And I'll save the rest of these for another time.
Absolutely. 7-4, you know. I don't know.
When he comes back.
Yeah. Are you going to have some more road trip stories? Are you still going to be catching flights?
We might have to take a road trip.
We have to
take a Murtaugh road trip.
We have to take a road trip.
Yeah.
No edibles.
No, I need to see Craig on edibles.
You know what? If the schedule is open, man, if I ain't gonna do, I'll fuck around the road.
Come on, dude. Let's do it.
Let's get like a little van. We can drive it.
We should.
Let's do it.
Come on, straight up, though.
Let's do it for real. Let's do it.
Get a Jamie Foxx Astro van.
Yeah.
I used to drive a minivan.
That'd be work.
I did. It had the double doors where you could just like, and it was like,
the automatic joint. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It had two TVs that used to fold down to keep my kids entertained.
Oh, so you was a real soccer.
When you had the slider?
I was.
Hey, everybody's in? Like, that's oh, that's hard.
That's hard. You spoke to
it was great.
Oh, man.
I literally see the picture. Yeah. I appreciate you. Yo, you used two of them.
I did.
Yo, if you would have did that shit, the hood, they'd have been like,
hey, maybe I did.
You should got buttons.
Maybe I did.
Oh yeah, man!
Strong as shit to close that door.
Oh, I know. I remember
that. That bitch came with a startup. Yeah.
Yep. Or sometimes you just rode with it open. Like, you couldn't get it shut. Oh, away. Yep. I know. I remember those days too. I didn't have that thing, but I remember getting in those days.
Oh
man!
Oh. Lord have mercy,
man. Yeah.
Damn, man.
All right, before we get up out of here, we got one last thing we got to do.
Ooh, let me get my phone.
Yes, get your phone.
I got my list.
Get your list out. So we do a little segment on here called FYF, which stands for either fuck your feelings, forget them, or forgive them. Yeah. And what we do is every time we have our show at the, you know, towards the end of the month, we like to get things off our chest. And so you go around and, you know, you say, you know, hey, well, fuck them.
After feelings if.
After feelings if. And you can say forgive them, fuck them, or forget them. Right. So does anybody have any FYFs they want to start off with?
Speaking of road trips, I just need to F all the truck drivers. And I have to say that Ron, my dad, was a truck driver. So I'm a truck driver.
We got to pull that back. We gotta pull that. I wasn't tripping. I'm going to repeat to you exactly how this went verbatim.
All right. All the truck drivers.
So first.
Okay, go
that
ahead.
Was crazy.
I was like, hey, yo.
Go.
No, you got it, man.
I was going to say, here's my issue. I went on a long road trip. I was 6 hours in the car for a 4.5 hour road trip because there is a lane for truck drivers.
Yeah.
And then there's a lane for people that don't want to be in the lane behind truck drivers. Mm-hmm. But everybody on a Friday, seemed to want to be in the other lane. But they would go just fast enough where they weren't passing the truck on this side. But they so I was stuck. So if you're a truck driver, F you for doing that, because it made a 4.5 hour road trip go 6 hours. I can't, that was my and my dad Ron was a truck driver, and so I actually had to vent to him, and he was like, I'm sorry that you don't like truck drivers, but it was terrible. So yeah. F the truck drivers that stay in the right lane or the right two lanes. That's my F.
Shirt up.
Big facts. What you got, Phil? Says you got one.
I would probably say, if you did something in the past, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Nice, don't trip. Don't trip too much. It was supposed to happen how it happened, but just forgive yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. Yeah.
Well, that was nice and positive. Well, fuck all the people.
I knew this was coming.
You already know. That was all nice and, you know, positive and shit.
But try.
I appreciate it. No, on some real shit though. You know, F all the people who are just intentional assholes. Like people who,
I feel like this is always where it goes.
Well, and I'm gonna say this because I didn't experience it at all, but I seen it happen.
Yeah.
Yesterday. And this lady was just rude for no fucking
reason.
Just rude for no reason. And I really want you to find some healing. I feel like a lot of that just comes out of just hurt and trauma.
So this is a forgive.
Nah, it's fuck all of that. Nah, we ain't forgiving that shit because at your big age, you need to go heal.
Okay.
You should know that.
That boy rapping.
Yeah, no real shit. Because I just feel like, because at our age, we can't be using like, oh, because my childhood trauma, like, go heal. We're at that age where you are old enough to know how to go heal. And some people really just play in your face just to do that shit, period. You know what I'm saying?
And trauma has nothing to do with it.
And trauma has nothing to do with it.
You're
just a gray A asshole.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that shit ain't cool because I've seen people be intentionally rude to the waiter at a bar or at a restaurant. It's just like, what you doing all that for? You know what I'm saying?
Can I add to that? So, F all the people who are rude and assholes for just that's just who you are. Yeah. And you try to blame things like trauma.
Yeah.
It's not actually trauma. You're just
or they just be like, well, that's just how I am. No, that's how you want to be.
Yes.
Yeah. So fuck all the assholes. All
right. What you got?
What's my options again?
So it would just F your feelings. So you're gonna F, you're gonna fuck, forgive, or
forgive. Yes.
Fuck your feelings. Fuck your feelings, forgive them or forget them.
I'm gonna give a big in the words of Notorious B.I.G., fuck all you hoes.
Fantastic.
Get a grip.
You feel me?
What you gotta get post?
No, and I actually nothing. I've
it's been, like nothing against
the I've been happily married 6 years. I don't know any hopes. No, no. You know what? No, in all sincerity, man, just fuck everybody that thinks it's cool to be everything except yourself, man. Like, straight up, man. Just genuinely be you. If you're genuinely at heart a nice, genuine person, don't let people outside of, you know, you and your own mind and heart get to getting you to feeling like you can't display that. You can't showcase your affection for people, whether it's their art or their genius or, you know, their clothes or whatever. You know what I mean? Just fuck everybody that's scared to go ahead and just genuinely be themselves. Because at the end of the day, you have a choice whether to or whether not to.
Yep.
And if you choose not to, I mean, your life's gonna fucking suck, and fuck you for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? It's crazy you said that, because NLE Chopper,
mm-hmm.
he just made a video on Instagram.
Did you say an A or an ER at the end of that? Chopper. I think I heard the ER.
Chopper.
How would you say
it? It's Chopper.
You can stop. Nice try. That's cute.
But NLE Chopper, he made a new song, a video that came out that's more like a you know,
bold kind of
thing or whatever. And he was dancing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And people went all up in arms, like, see, we knew you were gay and all this other stuff. So he made an Instagram, was like, we are in an era where, like, all that old shit where it's like, you know, dudes ain't supposed to dance, ain't supposed to do this. He was like, I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
So I'm making music for people to be happy.
Yeah.
So if me dancing is gay, then I'm just going to be gay.
Absolutely.
You understand? Because he's like, damn, I can't dance now.
Right.
He's like, but, you know, would you rather me going around shooting and killing people? Would you rather me be happy and dancing?
Yes, yes.
And so he was like, you know, I'm so comfortable with my sexuality. Like, I love LGBT people. So they want to dance to my shit, dance to my shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and I just love the fact that he addressed that, because people, yeah. like, as soon as that song came out, they was like, oh, he's gay, he's this. He was like, no, I just want to dance. But he's like, don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
I can go over here and rap about some killing shit, but how many times do we want to keep rapping about killing?
That's real.
Yes.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm an artist.
Easy to rap about that.
It's easy to rap about.
Take the hard part and rap about real things.
Absolutely. And we're just in a generation and in a time where we need more positive.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I want to hear all that gang banging shit, I mean, cool. But sometimes I don't want to hear all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you want to hear a little doom doom music. That's what I call it.
I'm not going to lie. When I first heard the song, it did take me back a minute. I was like, whoa. But then I had to actually listen to it. Have you recall the words?
No,
if I was a bad, I'd want to
do
it. Yeah. But yeah, if he was a bad bitch, if I was a bad bitch, I'd want to fuck me too.
I'd want to suck me.
Well, good. I love self-confidence.
So I don't know. Some people don't give things all the way through listen. But even still, like, he's not saying, I don't. At the end of the day, whoever does what, man, that's their own personal business, and they dead wrong, man.
And honestly, F all the people that think that things, sexuality and what people do are separate. There are people who are gay that dance. There are people who are straight that dance.
For sure.
There are people who are bisexual that dance. Just because you like to dance doesn't say anything about your sexuality.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
No, go for it. Because you just brought up something in my mind.
About people judging people.
Why do everybody put sexual stereotypes on every, like, if a man, I heard margaritas for men was gay.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Fuck.
Hot dogs, nachos, ice cream, dancing.
Like, why is it so many restrictions? Yeah, you feel me? Like, I don't know. So, I mean, when you said that, and I apologize for interrupting you, it really makes me, it bothers me, because it's just like, man, where are we coming to as a society?
We're coming to the point where we're trying to put things in boxes that don't belong.
Yeah.
Like, your sexuality has nothing to do with what you want to do. If you want to be a male and eat a hot dog, do it. If you want to dance and eat a hot dog, do it. That doesn't make you gay. just saying. But the problem is that.
Got to hold that shit in there, bro. Because I can't, bro. You painted a hell of a picture. I told we are all in agreement with what you're saying.
But no. That's the thing. But the problem is that we take these things and make it sexuality.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is that sexuality is who you prefer to have sexual relations with and love. So if that's what you prefer, it has nothing to do with what you like to do.
And let's not get it twisted, because just like, you know, Annalise said, you know, like, dancing is for everybody. Because let's not get it twisted. Y'all niggas, dudes was just in 5, 6 XTs back in the day.
Yeah.
Lean with it, rock with it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
2006.
You feel me? Like, y'all was out here.
For real.
Doing the Get Silly challenges.
Yeah. Wearing feelers, too.
The feelers.
Niggas out here gangsters with them Kanye, them blinds glasses. Goddamn.
We once said no when y'all was hitting the cat daddy and the jerk into the skinny jeans.
God, oh, yeah.
Like, bro. Let's cut the shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, because even back then, y'all was like, oh, we ain't gay, we just dancing. But now, dancing is gay. Teach me how to Dougie. Like, stop playing with me.
Yeah.
Because if you look back in time, Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Cats like, I mean, Michael Jackson, bro. Like, these cats was dancing in a way that wasn't the most of manly, if you will, as far as to the masses.
Right.
Bro, who's to say what's masculine and what isn't? Hey, bro, he was.
MC Hammer was dancing in a Speedo.
And let's be real.
And he's the most gangster nigga that you'll ever meet.
No. Fact.
MC Hammer
is
definitely gangster.
MC Hammer would take you out of here.
Yes. Fact. But the fact of the matter is, too, is that also gender and sexuality are two separate things.
Absolutely.
And so, I don't know, just F all the people that don't let people just do their life.
There it is.
And if you are not smart enough to figure out how to understand the difference and to know what sexuality versus gender versus just human behavior.
How about fuck all the people who worry about other people's sexuality?
Right. Who cares?
That's the part that's questionable.
Why the fuck do you care so much? What's somebody doing in their bedroom?
Right.
I don't give a fuck.
You losing your mind because I just ordered a hot dog, bro?
No.
It does.
Yeah. You nicknamed it, too? Its name is Goofy.
When in reality, they want a hot dog secretly.
You take it. Wait.
Eat
so
the
you,
damn hot dog.
You took a picture of me and saved it in your phone of me eating a hot dog.
And posted it on IG.
I don't have a picture of me eating a hot dog. My own. Like, bro, that's crazy. Yep. So, yeah.
So, what does that say about that?
That's right.
I don't know.
Hey, dancing with a hot dog was crazy.
Yeah. Dancing with a hot dog.
That was hilarious.
It might be a hashtag.
That was fire. But yeah. No, man.
I just have one, and it's just a minimal one. F all the people who are consistently doing fundraisers for everything. I don't have any more money for you. I don't have money for you. Like, if I get one more fucking person in my inbox,
can I high five you?
Yes, because for somebody that has 3 children, 2 of them in sports, I can tell you right now, if one more person asks me to fucking sell anything else, the last time I was just like, here's your $40, please leave me alone. I have people in my inboxes, and it's not, they're not calling me roses. They're asking me for money. Yes. Like, I can't stand it anymore. Stop asking me for money.
Or if it's going to be some shit, sell some shit that I actually want. You know?
Literally.
A wine fundraiser. I'll buy it.
I'll buy it. Oh, wait.
Time gotta go hard.
I don't remember you buying tickets to my son's liquor fundraiser.
You had a liquor fundraiser?
Well, it was a raffle for liquor.
Oh, well, I wasn't doing that because the liquor's not guaranteed.
It's true.
Don't raffle off liquor for me. I want it.
That's solid, actually. I might, the next time someone asks me to organize, I'm about to sell some liquor and some wine.
Yeah, because it's guaranteed I'm going to get it. Like, if I have to go for a raffle for a chance to get some shit I can get from Detroit and Monroe Street, I feel you.
That's true.
Absolutely.
I'm going to just go to the store and go through.
I just don't want any more fundraisers because it's annoying me. And I get why certain groups have to, because that just is what it is, but like, stop selling shit that I don't want.
Yeah.
Asking and then telling me I have a minimum. Like, there's a minute, like, if I have a child that is selling something, here's your minimum. Your child needs to sell $50 worth. I don't want them to sell anything.
Yeah.
I don't want anymore.
Yeah. Cause that popcorn shit ain't getting
no.
Yeah.
No. Or the cookie dough or pizza kits or
pizza, bro.
Flowers, wrapping paper.
This shit don't come together.
Right.
Pizza kids do be killing
me. No, you gotta make your own pizza. wait. And it's always Little Caesars. Who I can just call them and there's a $5 one ready for me. Yes. Just there.
With some cheesy bread.
With cheesy bread, and I don't have to make it myself. I mean, don't get me wrong. I support you things. You should, but stop, as a parent, stop telling me my kid has to sell things.
Yeah.
I can't. And then stop sliding in my inbox and asking me to buy your kid's shit because I don't want to.
Exactly. My last FYF before we wrap this thing up. Fuck all the people who knock on sex workers. Honestly,
we go here a lot.
No, and I mean, honestly, I mean, I wouldn't do it myself, but I don't like when people knock other people's hustles. And there are people, not trying to be funny, but there are people out here who are having sex for free. So
there's a lot of people having sex for free.
So I just feel like
the majority.
But
for real shit.
You're right. More people have sex for free than actual sex workers.
Let me take it back. There are people out here having sex for less. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I like that.
That's the crazy part. So my thing is, I feel like, you know, don't knock people who are turning to a genuine hustle. I feel like if you're doing it, make sure you're safe. Make sure you go get tested. I know there's a whole realm of whatever they got to go through.
You don't want any syphilis.
But yeah, please don't. No more syphilis boards, billboards.
Because if you pay for sex, you could get syphilis.
You could get syphilis.
Just say it.
Top notch
syphilis. So I wasn't tripping about this, huh?
No, we all were tripping on the thing. Right now, it just says syphilis is serious.
Syphilis is serious.
Yes.
But yeah, fuck all the people who knock on sex work.
That's a tongue twister.
Syphilis is serious.
Yeah. You guys see the double entendre there?
What?
That's the rapper.
It was a what?
He just, I feel like he just wants to hear me talk in this mic.
No, it wasn't.
Syphilis is serious.
No, it wasn't.
No, twisted. Go ahead. I didn't say it. It's a tongue twister. I didn't say it.
See, I
didn't say
it.
Close. It was an N-word, and most people, when they speak and they repeat something or they mimic it, they use the N-word. So I tried to.
I don't say the N-word.
No, not the N. The end word. The end
word. Me, what? Say the N-word.
End.
Damn.
I'm not going to put you in
that position.
Oh,
shit.
Can't
be canceled.
No,
I don't say things like that.
Especially the way you've been saying dollars. No.
Do you mean?
I think
you
mean dollar.
There we go. Dollar. Yeah. No, man, I wouldn't play like that. I like that. Right.
We appreciate that.
Sure.
F all the people who make fun of me for saying things that have an A on the end.
That is.
F all of you.
Oh, boy.
Whew. All right, man.
Fuck your feelings if you haven't taken the time to ask me how my day is going or how I'm doing before you went to ask me for whatever the fuck it is that you asked.
Like,
not even like a hey, or like it just goes straight. Hey, you got the da da da. Hey, can you put me on the radio? Hey, can you just please ask me how I'm doing?
Yeah.
How have I been, even? And if you haven't had any kind of recent communication with me, don't ask me for a motherfucker.
Thank you. And I'm glad you said that, because I was with you on that. And I thought that for a while, because it irritates me when you just go right in. But I've actually honestly lately started to think, because it really bothers me, if I haven't talked to you in a while, and I almost would rather you just come in and ask me. I don't even care. Don't ask me. Don't empty ask me how I'm doing. Just because I know you're asking me because you want something. Mm-hmm. In that case, if you're just coming at me because you want something, just ask. But if you're somebody who's genuinely like a person of mine, just ask, hey, how you doing? Now can I get this?
Thanks.
But yeah.
Oh, you know what? This is my last one.
No, you can have all you want. This is why
I just thought about this, because this just pissed me off. Like, three people did it today. I'm a hey, how are you doing kind of person.
Yeah.
So if I see you 9 times out of 10, if you stare long enough or some weird shit like that, like, I'm going to just speak out the gate. But my greeting comes along with a hello or a hi, how are you?
Yeah.
If I look you dead in your face and I say, hey, how are you? And you'd be like, hi. It's just don't match. And I don't like it. And that really bothers my bro. Bro, part of my soul gets so hot. It's like when I'm in the mall and I'll be like, go blue. And then like,
nobody says that.
But it's people in front of me with Michigan gear on. Right. Like, you heard me. It was the bird call, bro. Like,
yeah.
If somebody come here and say, oh, wait, somebody's going to say that BS, bro. So, you know. She did it without even, you feel what I'm saying? Like, but no,
because
like,
it bothers me when people say OH and nobody says IO.
Yeah.
I just, it's rude.
I look right at like, go blue. And it's like, but no, seriously, like, if I said, hey, how are you? Hi. It'd just be like, come on, man. We just gotta
match. Are these like strangers that you're saying? Or are you saying people you know?
And it's, it's more so strangers, I think. You know what I mean? But I just openly like to speak and compliment just in general anyways. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't know. It's the small things like that. Like somebody really could hear me say that and be like, okay, that's kind of petty. That's, but picture if we all did that. You know what I mean? Not saying we all have to, but just picture if we all did. Yeah. How many times do we actually go an actual day with somebody not even asking us how are we doing?
And genuinely mean, how are you doing?
For real. For all we know, we might strike a conversation and we might, if I'm a businessman, you might be a businessman. Yep. You never know what can come out of a, hey, how are you? You might say some shit like, man, me too. And you know what I mean?
So, networking.
Like the conversation I told you about, the person I want to have on the podcast, that started with the, is anybody sitting at your table? Can I sit here, please? Hey, how are you?
Bingo.
And then I sat down and it turned into a 2-hour long conversation of somebody who I want to have on the show.
100%. Yeah.
You know?
Small things, man. It all adds up. Can't be looking at a house and then just be like, man, I want to build one, but don't take the single brick by brick to go ahead and build the foundation.
Yep.
It's all good.
Love it. Positivity.
Sure. Yes,
indeed. Be kind.
Be kind to each other. Yes. All right. Well, that's the show, man. It's been a great show. Thank you, B, for stopping by. This has been a whole lot of fun.
Hey, man, please come back. Yeah. Please, for sure. We'll definitely make that happen, man. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
And thank all the people who've been tapping in with us and watching today, commenting.
Yes.
Make sure you listen to us on any of your streaming platforms and also go to our YouTube page to subscribe. Also follow us on Facebook,
Instagram,
TikTok, all that good stuff. But we'll be back here May 3rd for Teacher Appreciation.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
So we are going
to appreciate all of the educators.
Yes. We appreciate all the educators. And we got some special people.
Yeah, we got my brother and sister-in-law, Dr. Bernie, Dr. Tash. They'll be on the show, so that's be cool.
Yes, they're going to be on the show, and we're actually going to have some parents send in questions.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, not parents from our school.
For sure.
Just in general, like questions about education.
But education and stuff, because we feel like there's a disconnect between parents and educators when it comes to everything surrounding the child.
And in that situation, all of us are in education. So we'll all be able
that's
to...
Awesome.
So we're going to have that conversation. Then pretty soon, we're going to be having our season 3 finale. So we got a lot of big shit coming
up. And we're going to do a listening to my new project.
Yeah, sure.
You said the top of June, right?
So just get the money phone ready. I'll be ready too.
He says you got to provide the money phone.
No, that's
he'll provide the car. You provide the money.
We can go on my CRV. Like we can. I just want the money phone. Like, not the van.
Oh,
but I can rent one. We can watch. I can go and then get on my money phone. I love it.
You know how much of a bucket list, you know how crazy that would be, like the opening scene of a video.
And then just
like I'm just like waiting for the door to open, like the door.
You hit the button, just show your nail, hit the button, and then the door slides open. And I just get to wrap.
I love it. Oh my god,
that is a dope ass.
We're doing it.
Yeah,
and it's just gonna be a minute because it's just
how it happens.
There you go. There you go.
Wait, it'll be like the intro.
Both sides of the van open at the same time?
Yeah, if you get the new ones, you can get both doors.
Yo.
You can go all the way through.
They open on both sides?
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, you just. I was in an Uber. I had an Uber this weekend when I was in Kentucky.
Was I that underprivileged, bro?
It's new van stuff.
Oh, okay, got you. I really was just like, dude, I've never.
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah, these are new vans.
You live in the dream, baby.
Right.
New vans. You can't get one that doesn't open on both sides at this point.
Yeah, they both have.
Yeah.
It's like Lamborghini doors on a van.
Yeah. No, they don't slide. They don't slide.
They don't.
They go back.
The fact that two open with no hands or no arm work.
No hands.
No hands.
No hands.
Say less.
That's actually a really good lap dance song, too.
It's a great song.
That's my second lap dance song.
The Wale?
Yeah, no hands. And
Roscoe Dad?
Yeah.
You could laugh.
I be going ham.
Show that's on your playlist?
From Bologna.
That's one of my lap dance songs. Okay. I don't like it.
Behind Lollipop? No, I was just
saying. No. They're both. It just depends on my mood.
Can we just talk about how crazy that line was to be in a song, though? I be going ham. Shorty, upgrade from Bologna.
I love that.
That is on my list of like corny ass lines right up there with give me what you got.
You could slide into somebody's DMs like that.
One of the best songs ever made, man. Rick Ross's Aston Martin Music.
Oh,
love
yeah.
Love that record.
Yes.
And Ross says, pull up in a drop top chicken box. And had the nerve to say, I'm a rapper. I can make sense out of everything. I still have not found
this drop top chicken box that Ross pulled up in.
That's fine. Rose. I still don't know what give me what you got for a pork chop meal.
No, it's gonna weigh out.
Oh, I know what that means.
Are you?
You doing that for a pork chop?
Who doesn't want a pork chop?
That's
he just had a fucking feelings about this. Gotta aim higher.
No, especially the ones with the bones that are really thick.
I've never heard nobody respond like that. I know exactly what that means.
What type of pork chop was it, Amy? Was it grilled or fried?
Oh, grilled.
Bone in?
Yeah, bone in. Oh, okay. I got a bone in.
Got a bone.
Kennedy said that's equivalent to $40 today.
Right.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Give me what you got for. We
poke
really
chop. Wait. Give really me what you got for a pork chop.
We let that
back it up for me and made it dry. Make it hot boiling like a bunny. Did.
It's a pork
chop. That was that whole slide. Bar. That was
that's a great bar. Bar.
And that was a hit too.
Yeah, it was.
It was a hit. We let that slide.
And we were all outside, chicken headed and everything.
Oh. Yep, we were for the pork chop.
For the pork chop.
See, I'm not wrong. People wanted that pork chop.
I'm not wrong.
That's like those two. And then the number three, I just want to know why Lil Jon came on that Lovers and Friends song so aggressive.
Oh, I love that song. That's on my sex
why playlist. Why the fuck he came on that song? Shut in. Cause you fucking never crossed my mind.
Listen, do you know how fucking sexy that is?
But this is after Usher and set the mood.
Hell yeah, he did.
Come in like
serenader.
That's like my sex playlist. You come in, you serenade me, and then you come in like that, and then you just come back and serenade me.
So that means you're gonna be adding Webby, give me that on there too, right?
What?
That gotta be.
Girl, give me that.
That has to be next. I mean, at this point, that comes right after.
Because he like, girl, if you don't give it to you, I'm a strong arm you. Like, what?
That.
You know, this is just as bad as
you.
You
just remind me of Tony Tiger. Tony the Tiger.
Webby, no means no.
Yeah, that's what.
No, I didn't say I went unconsensual.
No, but he said on the song, girl, if you don't give it to me, I'm a strong arm. That's what he said.
Right artist, wrong song. No, I feel like
the
end of Lovers and Friends, and it goes, yo, won't G shit? And then he goes, tell me what you know about. I think it goes that route. I'm starting to see it now.
Yep.
That's my playlist.
Yeah. Then it goes in hit
that's
him up.
The summarizing of my playlist.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Right.
It was
fantastic.
The dude probably be like,
yeah, I fuck with that shit too. Yeah, shit. It startles you at first though, when Lil Jon does come on. I'm being honest.
Yeah. Fucking never crossed my mind.
I know. That's so sexy.
You don't pause for a second, like.
But you ain't never been a friend to me.
No.
Right. You don't notice me?
You realize there's multiple personalities.
Yes, a hug and scream except
like, hell yeah.
So many.
Are you sure you want to go to work?
Yeah, I do.
Let a nigga
that's
know
so fucking before
I pull it out.
Thank you. It's so sexy.
I ain't gonna rape you, man. I will never ever cross the line.
Right, it's consensual.
Just needs you, but he needs to say. Just tell him one more time.
One more time. Usher go. He's like, what?
Yo,
he was asking for consent.
He said, tell me twice for consent. Tell me one more time. Just make sure you say
smart
yes.
Man.
But so I just wanted to know, you come in aggressive and then Usher got to come back in like, tell me
hell yeah, he does. Well, you know why he did that? Because you go, serenade. Let me hit it hard, serenade.
No,
let me hit it
missionary,
hard.
Hit from the back and in this shit.
I didn't say positions. You
I feel like when the song, like the whole up and down.
You feel like Lil Jon's in it from behind.
Lil Jon is in behind.
I know. You can tell that from his just hurt, but
like, fine. He's Max Turtle.
Yeah. He's trying to go.
No choice in the situation.
But you know what? I feel like he's growling in your ear while he's hitting it from behind, which is sexy as hell. That's what that
means. Like, at least Usher come in with the foreplay a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
Lil Jon
together. Lil Jon alone wouldn't have worked. If it was just him alone, that would have been like, you're creepy. You have to have Usher to like cut the
oh, movie. Wait, and then Ludacris did that shit.
Yeah, he did. Ludacris is nasty. He's nasty in a good way and a bad way. It just depends on which song you're listening to.
I'm an extremely visual person, so I'm just envisioning this as like an ear. So, and I'm...
You're envisioning what is an ear?
This is a this
oh, the
is
microphone
ear,
is an ear. Okay, right. I got you. The ear of
I'm
Lil Jon.
I'm trying to figure out how drunk or high I can be to do this. To be whatever I'm doing and then close to the ear and I'm just like,
What in the fuck would make me do that?
I can't picture. Shorty. Just say like
in
there.
Shorty?
What? I'm gonna get up. But if you growl that, just growl that. Just do that.
But you
try it.
So DMX.
Be Lil Jon. No, not DMX. Go Lil Jon, more Lil Jon, less DMX. DMX is creepy. I wouldn't let him do that.
And Lil Jon growling is
I don't.
On a love song? It's wild.
Like, I love it.
It's not a love song. No, it's like full sexual experience in one song. That's what it is.
And Luda at this point was just like, shit, fuck this shit. Ernest and John and Luda had to do it again.
They had to do it again. Like, really, honestly, it's probably them just talking about how they run trains. That's honestly where that goes. He was over there like, I'm not wrong.
How many pork chops is that?
How many pork chops you got?
It's a buffet in this month.
Lovers and friends.
Apparently, one pork chop is $40. So, who was not $80?
$80 for pork chops.
Free with stamps.
And if you're growling,
that's
in
a
my
come
ear,
up if you get stamps. You coming up, you get stamps.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Shit.
Hey man, hey fellas, I understand y'all hearing what she likes and she's into. I totally, y'all heard it first, but
pork chop,
fellas,
and growling,
fellas, I really need you to understand, man. If you really, really just try to just go to an ear and growl in that motherfucker, bro.
Do you not realize what you guys actually do?
God bless you, man.
Oh, you guys don't 100%. Realize that you do shit like this. Like it happens. You don't even realize you do it.
I've never growled. A grunt and a growl are so far apart.
Definitely.
A growl.
This is where I think you guys think that's the case, but it's not. It's not that much different. Growling, grunting, saying weird shit. It's all the same.
Okay.
You know, all the, just I feel like you don't realize in the moment what's happening. I'm not saying it's bad.
I mean, naturally, people do just make noises that they probably wouldn't normally. If they thought about it, they wouldn't do it. Right, right. I can do that.
And a growl could maybe the way that Lil Jon came in and said, this is what I do. Uh-oh. What did you just see? I can't see that far.
Kendi said, you can try it on me. I bet it's sexy as fuck.
Ah, see? I told you. Thank you, Kendi. There you go, Pete. Kendi, thank you for having my back. And I'm a little outnumbered here. I'm just saying.
I don't care what time of night it is. If she tells me to get out of it after I growl, I'm coming to look for you. Definitely coming to look for you.
Kennedy, do you want pork chops too?
You want pork chops?
I think if he needs to stop by the house, the meat's on the way home. She said, I love you too.
She said, I got you, boo.
Oh, I got you, boo. I love you too. I got you, boo. Thank you, Kennedy. I appreciate you.
Oh, God.
She's got my back.
Next time, bring Kennedy with you.
Yeah, you got to.
Bring her with you.
Yeah, I need an ally over here.
Okay.
Clearly, you all think I'm crazy for wanting pork chops and growls.
No.
She does want a pork chop. She said, fry
her. Thank you.
Do you want hot sauce too, Kennedy?
Get that grilled pork chop.
She making a sandwich?
She wants it fried hard.
With that white bread.
With that white bread.
Yeah, white bread.
I had
a white bread on there.
Talking about what's the...
Yeah, on a pork chop sandwich. You had a pork chop sandwich.
Yes, I have.
Hot sauce.
I thought you were talking about a fried bologna, and then I got. We went backwards in time.
We went from bologna to ham to pork chops,
and I thought we were going.
I will growl in that lady's ear, and she is gonna laugh so fuck. I'm telling you,
she's not.
She's laughing as she's hearing me say this right now.
I promise
you, she's laughing her ass off right now.
She is, because here's the thing. This is one of those things where guys think that they're being sexy, and just things come out, and you just deal with it.
Now let's not get it twisted. Let's say hypothetically, the shit worked. Oh, nigga, I'm scruff fucking McGruff in there. I'm going to come back and dap you up like, hey, nigga, I've been really snitched. Like, braggy. Like,
but maybe it only works if you bring the pork chop. Like, you have to bring the pork chop with the growl. It's got to be the whole package.
So he has to growl with the pork chop?
No. The pork chop is separate. We don't want that in the bedroom. That's gross.
So I was like, what?
Nobody wants pork in the bedroom.
Do you eat the pork chop before or after?
I'm sorry. It just depends.
Okay.
Is it like dinner and then growling? Or are you like
an empty stomach?
You got to eat before, right?
I don't know. It depends. It's weird. How's my stomach behaving that whole day?
Well,
I need it to
like... eat that pork chop. I don't know.
Right. So after.
You can go
after.
Either way. Go either way with that pork chop.
It's game seven.
It's true. I feel like
it's game seven.
Fourth quarter.
She said growling with the pork chop is kinky. I think Kennedy wants some more pork chop kink in her life.
Growling with the pork chop.
I got you, boo. I know it. I know what it is we love.
Oh, shit.
He's going to go home and trial this shit, and she's going to be like, okay.
Give us an update.
Yeah.
It's going to be the first thing on the agenda.
I most certainly will.
Oh, man.
You're like, hey, yo, B, did that shit work?
You have no idea. Now, do I have to, should I be listening to Lovers and Friends?
I think you should. At this point, you got to give credit.
Lovers and Friends with the pork chop. And
you could growl with you, like Lil Jon. You could just.
I just rap along with him, right? Yeah. Right. So it's
Shawty.
Right.
Karaoke the coochie.
I love that. Karaoke the coochie.
Hashtag karaoke the
coochie. Yeah.
We got a new one. Karaoke the coochie.
Karaoke
the coochie.
That is catchy.
That's a tongue.
Yeah.
Put
out our next album.
Oh, without a doubt.
Please name a song that.
Karaoke.
She said yes. Make it the whole theme. The whole theme. Got pork chop growling, Lovers and Friends.
Karaoke the cooch.
Yeah.
Karaoke with the cooch. I mean, honestly.
Okay. We'll you got a Mud Talk exclusive.
We're just gonna stop with the karaoke
for the bonus track
during sex because I'm a fan of singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to see the look on your faces when you look at the track list and it's like a
karaoke the cooch.
Bonus track.
Why is it gotta be bonus? I feel like it should be number one on the album. That's karaoke the cooch.
First song on the
It'll
list.
Be a
pork chop, just the first song on
there. Like,
pork chop.
All right. The growl. The growl. Pork chop. Karaoke the cooch. It's your new sex playlist. You can create your own album.
Yeah.
Good. Karaoke the cooch.
There you go.
This could work.
Yeah.
Can that? Well, no, I don't want to be. That's not. A
see,
good
that's
thing
not me one. Rapping. So that would be like R&B Wills.
R&B Wills.
There you go.
I feel like we need some royalties.
Now we're cooking with
grease. We're getting.
We're going to have to talk off camera.
Yeah, we got to talk about the royalties for this.
Plan is
Karaoke the Coochie coming soon.
Yeah, it is.
Keep
just
it locked.
I feel like it should just be Karaoke the Coochie.
On all streaming platforms.
Karaoke the Coochie.
Yeah, Karaoke the Coochie.
Karaoke.
That's sexy.
Karaoke. Is someone about the E that throws you off? Like the E on the Coochie?
I think it's just cooch is better.
Okay, word. Well, and then we can spell it like COOC.
Just more things. Can you like rhyme more things with cooch or coochie? Which one rhymes? I mean, like which one? Ooh,
coochie is more fun because it's a little more difficult.
So it'd be hard to find.
Like coochie and Gucci.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. What's a cooch though? What could like go with cooch?
Cooch.
No. Cooch.
I mean, it's kind of close. It's actually not located far away.
I'm ready for this song. I am ready for this. I need to hear the whole thing.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Nah, you know what? Nah, I sincerely appreciate.
He's literally gonna be like, I got Carrie put the cooch right there.
Right there,
karaoke.
Would it just be pork chop or pork chops plural? How are we gonna do that one?
Depends on how many people involved.
Bone in pork chop. So I feel like it needs
like
to be
Neo,
bone in.
Neo has pork chops.
Pork chops.
He's got
pork chops.
So if you're Neo, it's plural.
Plural.
If it's because he has to bite multiple pork chops for that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn, that's a different way to look at polygamy now.
Neo, get some pork chops.
Get some pork chops, Neo.
Pork chops?
We got you.
Get some pork.
The government doesn't care about that.
Double
the
nod.
You can buy all the pork chops you want.
Facts.
Big facts.
Mm-hmm.
He don't get food stamps.
So he can get those $80 pork chops.
Yeah.
Bone in.
Yeah.
Thick.
Mm-hmm. K&J meats.
Grilled.
Thick.
Wow. All right. I think at this point, it's probably time.
It's time to end this show.
That is crazy.
All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all for tapping into this extra special edition of Mud Talk.
Extra.
I think we just crossed over into like
we just did a whole
you might have to like cut and separate
this
be like
might
after
be a
dark
bonus.
Yeah,
this is our Mud Talk
this
after
is
dark
definite. Yeah, I like that idea. I like that.
Yeah, we do little after dark things often.
That's dope.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, I'm Big T.
I'm Miss Amy.
I'm your co-host with the most. This is the Styles. Hey.
and you officially tapped into the hottest podcast on your airwaves that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion and keeps our ears to the streets
while you grind and shine.
Hey, we'll see y'all next time.